Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Len Stevens, the executive director of the chamber. That's for Reno Sparks, and he's got a lot to say. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Pat Hickey, Andrew McKay, and Mike Bosma. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Len Stevens. He's executive director of the Chamber, which is Reno Sparks. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you.
Now, you announced that you're going to be retiring from this position, but not from life, thankfully. And you're going to hang on until the next person is chosen. But you've had a remarkable run. You started out with the Sparks Chamber. You managed to combine the Reno Sparks Chamber. Does this come from your sporting background, that you had the ability to put all these disparate elements together?
Well, some things happen. You know, they just happen. But I think it all started, you know, obviously with the Sparks Chamber. We were just a little chamber of about 300 members. And you have that competitive spirit. You know, I've been in coaching and building teams all my life. And you just, you know, it's about getting the best out of yourself that you possibly can. And we grew that chamber from 300, a little over 300, to 1,600 members in about a 4.5 year period.
Which is remarkable.
And we merged then with the Hispanic Chamber, first time that had ever been done anywhere. Then we merged with the Reno Chamber. But, it has to do with, I think, the environment, too. You know, we were at a stage in our community where one chamber was the best thing to do. It was the best for our community, for our business community. And we saw that. We tried to be an example to show that consolidation can work, and that we, if we all come together, we have a stronger voice. There's obviously a lot more that we can accomplish. So we followed that path, and it took a lot of people to get this done. You know, mergers are never easy, but we had the right people in the room, and we saw the big picture, and we concentrated on that rather than personal agendas. And I think that's how we accomplished it, and that's why we've had the success in doing it.
With the remarkable growth that's heading our way, and now the news, Lance Gilman broke the story at the beginning of the year, that he's working on a project at TRI that will be the equivalent of Tesla and Switch combined, which would put it at over 4,000 acres. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm excited about what's happening in our community. I'm really excited because we have changed, and we have to recognize that there is a big environmental change taking place in terms of who we are in Northern Nevada. We no longer are just reliant on gaming or construction as we were in the past, and having people that do not have high school diplomas were able to really earn that 50, 60, 70,000 in gaming or in construction. We now rely on the university, and they are the hub. They're becoming the hub, and that's an exciting time. I think the great thing about our community is that we had the resources in place. We had a university here. We had all of the things that were necessary, a great place to live for quality of life. And when you have those things, now we're adding the fact that we're providing jobs. You know, there's anywhere from 50 to 60,000 jobs over the next 5 to 6 years.
And that's without a new project.
That's without a new project, and it's going to continue to grow. But that makes education the most important part of our backbone in growing this community. Without education, we're not going to survive this. You know, it's not about everyone having a four-year degree, but it's more important now to have a high school diploma and then have 1 or 2 years of school training, technical training, or whatever it takes in order to fill these jobs that are coming on the horizon. So we have to take advantage of those things. And without education, if we don't recognize that part of it, we really won't accomplish the task that we have at hand.
The big turning point in Las Vegas for the modern era was the opening of the Mirage. For Northern Nevada, it was back in 1978 with the opening of the MGM Grand. What do you see as parallels there, because we were so short of everything? In a way, for entrepreneurial types like myself, it was wonderful because you didn't have enough of anybody, so anybody who is willing to work could get ahead. This is realistically 1,000 times bigger than that. So what are the lessons we learned from 1978 to apply in 2016?
Well, I think we're still learning those lessons. You know, I think there's still some skepticism, and that bothers me. I think that the biggest lesson we can learn is to embrace what's going to happen and see how all of us in all of our little corners fit into this process. You know, and I think that's the biggest lesson is, number one, we have to come together. We have to recognize that we're not turf protectors, that by working together to and embracing the fact that these new jobs, these new companies are coming here, and they have different requirements than we've had in the past, if we do that, then we're going to get this done. I look at gaming, and I talk about this as an example. Gaming is really has been an example in this whole process. There was a time when gaming didn't want people leaving the casino, sit there, play the machines all day. Now, they have changed their philosophy, and they've very smartly, I might add. You know, now it's a place, a destination to come, to go skiing, to go up to Tahoe, to do all the different things. And that's what we have to recognize right now, is that we have many resources in Northern Nevada, and we need to utilize those resources, find out where our weaknesses are in terms of homelessness, mental health, those kinds of things. Take care of those kinds of things, because that becomes part of this whole process. So by working together, we can get this done. But if we resist it, it's going to take a lot more time.
All right, let's take a break. More with Len Stevens when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductor's Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
You know, the basic bargain of America is if you work hard and you do your part, you should be able to get ahead and stay ahead.
but so many families don't feel like their hard work pays off. That's not the way America is supposed to operate. I want to go to bat for them every single day. Get incomes rising. Get equal pay for women. Cut the costs of health care and child care so people can actually get ahead.
Hillary Clinton. She has what it takes to get things done.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Len Stevens. He's the executive director of the Chamber, for now, at least, in Northern Nevada. You know, you've got this big apex site. It's about 18,000 acres down in Southern Nevada, North Las Vegas area. And they got the Faraday Future car plant there. But they have none of the basics, or very little of it, water, power, sewer, you name it. What advice do you have to them, what they need to plan over the next few years?
That's a tough question to answer because, you know, as I've lived here now twice for about 20 years, water's been a problem ever since we've been here. You know, infrastructure's been a problem.
I think it's been a problem since Lake Lahontan receded, right?
It probably be before that. You know, and we will always have obstacles, you know, because of the evolution, because of the change. But everything that we've have is a difficulty we seem to be able to overcome. It's all in planning. You know, when you talk to people here at Tumwa, they don't see this as big a problem as a lot of people talk about, because if you're in the planning stage, if you're looking at storing water, you're looking at different ways to purchase water, those kinds of things. Same with infrastructure. It's all about planning, you know, and we have to understand that it's going to happen, and instead of be reactionary, plan ahead for these kinds of things. I think that will solve a lot of our problems. It isn't like 60,000 people are coming tomorrow.
Right.
You know, we've got a warning. We know what's happening. So it's sort of like right now our eyes are open wide. We have the largest database company here in the world with Switch. We have one of the largest buildings with Tesla. We have the largest even sporting goods store in the world with Shields. You look at those kinds of things, and then you look at the resources with DRI, with the university. So we have the people in place to solve these problems. We just have to, as I've said earlier, come together, recognize that this is actually going to take place, and start planning for it now.
And, you know, one of the things that's interesting about water in Northern Nevada is that there's so much confusion and misunderstanding. We actually have plenty of water available for growth, because for years now, if you wanted to buy an acre foot of water, you had to bank an acre and a half of water. So for every acre, a half an acre was being banked. And this has really helped us, you know, get through the drought and provide stability. And I don't think that people understand, because there's so much noise in the news media. You know, we have snow in the winter. Wow, big story. Well, guess what? That's normal. You know, cliffs falling apart in Southern California in big rainstorms. I know it hasn't happened for a while, but that's normal when those kind of things happen. Mm-hmm. And we have banked, and we have, what, a 10, 11-year supply of water in Northern Nevada?
I'm not clear on those numbers.
I think it's pretty close.
But I think you're pretty close on that. I know we had Tumwa visit our chamber board and to speak to us, and the impression and that I get is that they really are planning, and they know what they're doing. Their concern isn't as great because they are planning ahead. They are working on storage. They see the change coming, and I think they are preparing. Obviously, we do need snow. We need all of these things to happen. I mean, we can't go without all of that to make this happen. But there's a planning stage, and what they're looking ahead to do is to continue that storage process. So,
And the Truckee River operating agreement, we're planning to have folks from Tumwa come on the program in the next week or so. But the Truckee River operating agreement that Senator Reid has been working on for 25 years mm-hmm. finally has come through. That will allow us a lot more storage and ability to grow. I wanted to get to, before we run out of time, we've got a couple of minutes left. Here in Northern Nevada, we need to raise a school bond to fix badly needed things and to build new schools. And one of my concerns is that we're not actually asking for enough money in these bonds. That we're just trying to take care of the minimum instead of going for the maximum, and putting ourselves in great shape, because people are not going to going out and vote for a new school bond every 2 or 3 years.
You just talked about my pet project here. You know, obviously we have been behind a long time in promoting and building our schools and providing our kids with a learning environment that is conducive to learning. This bond issue doesn't reach full capacity in terms of what our needs are right now. And again, that's speculative. We're basing our growth of our school on 1.7% increase per year in population. If you look at Edon's basis is on 2.4%. So you're right in one aspect. But again, as everything that is political, what is palatable? You know, what can we get done? Number one, the first two things that we're trying to solve is, how can we eliminate year-round school and double sessions? How can we provide not only a learning environment for our kids, but good working conditions for our teachers? You know, when you walk through a school now and you see a classroom actually in a hallway separated by a tarp, and you see these kinds of things happening, we would be very remiss if we don't really attack this project and recognize not only is it providing an education for young people, but it's a great investment for our community with a workforce that's coming here. We would love to keep these people here, so we need to work on those kinds of things.
Okay, so hold on a second here, because you're going to come back more and talk more about this. But the bottom line is that what's got to be done in the marketing campaign for this is separate the school board and the superintendent mm-hmm. from the needs of the kids. This has to be all about the kids. And I think if it's all about the kids, as you are stating right here, mm-hmm. kids in a hallway for a classroom, that's how you'll get the voters to go out and vote for the money. We're out of time. Thank you. Come back.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back on
Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Praised as one of America's best mayors who governed as a pragmatist, a practical and successful legislator, Bernie Sanders passed more roll call amendments in a Republican Congress than any other member. Primary care access for millions of Americans. Protected Social Security. Cracked the gridlock with John McCain to strengthen veterans health care. Bernie Sanders, a consistent, principled, and effective leader. Building a future to believe in.
I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get, at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected, and it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior, with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle
dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program. Are you former assemblyman now?
Pat, I am.
Because you had to step down because you took the state board.
Don't have me to kick around anymore.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Former assemblyman Pat Hickey. Mike Bosma is a CPA and host of the Bosma on Business radio show on News Talk 780 KOH. And Andy McKay is executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association. Pleasure to have you all here.
Yes, sir.
What a weekend for debates and fighting. Do we want a prosecutor in chief as our president? Because watching Chris Christie at that debate on Marco Rubio sure looked that way.
Boy, he was all over him. Rubio probably was happy that Cam Newton took a little heat last night. Maybe it'll draw some off of him. But it's interesting how moments define political campaigns. And one gotcha moment, and Christie went after him quite effectively, makes the difference that it does. We're a reality TV show in the making, it seems, even in our political campaigns.
And we're taping this the day before the New Hampshire primary. Your thoughts, does the boy in the bubble survive this?
Well, what's fascinating to me about this whole electoral cycle is it's kind of Donald Trump against everybody else. And right now you see a Chris Christie who's really trying to differentiate himself and kind of show executive presence and by kind of driving into other candidates. Perhaps one of the more qualified candidates on the stage, but really isn't getting that in the poll numbers at all. So maybe he's probably lamenting a little bit.
He's one of the most qualified, I mean, from the debate, I mean, his state is a mess right now, speaking.
Well, economically, but if you look at what he's done as far as bringing parties together, his state is very liberal. He's done a lot to be as a conservative Republican governor in a very liberal state to be able to kind of bring both sides to the table. And I think those are things that people want to look at, but then they have all of the static and then Donald Trump. And so it's just hard not to keep looking at Donald Trump.
Well, and it's interesting because Donald Trump was almost paternal on the CBS Morning News this morning, where he's talking about, well, I was listening to Marco, he was standing right next to me, and then I heard him say the same line. I heard him say it twice, then I heard him say it three times, four times, maybe even five times, which I don't think it was. But it's almost like he's patting Marco on the head.
You know, it's interesting to talk about Trump because this whole campaign cycle, he's been boisterous is probably the biggest understatement of the year to describe Donald Trump, but he's brought it back. And I'm wondering if it's because of the fact that he knows, I mean, let's face it, as you referred to him, the boy in the bubble, Donald Trump's going to win New Hampshire. I mean, the numbers, he is so far ahead, I don't see him not winning New Hampshire. Where does Marco Rubio end up? I think this may hurt him in the short term. I still think relative from the Republican Party that if you want a presumptive nominee to take on Hillary Clinton, it's probably Marco Rubio, quite frankly, or Chris Christie. That's just my humble opinion.
You're not a Kasich guy.
I like John Kasich as well.
Kasich has the experience.
I like John Kasich as well.
When people keep talking about experience, John Kasich is a man with a lot of experience, both in the Congress and in the state of Ohio.
Well, he can. The one thing that is appealing to John Kasich, but I don't know if it's appealing to the masses, is inside guys like us. He can explain the federal budget to a guy in a coffee shop that in dumb it down, for lack of a better term. And I think that takes serious skill. Does he have the horses to get it all the way there? I don't know.
One of the things I liked about when we had Kasich on the program a couple of weeks ago was he's very honest and very direct. When I said, where do you want to store the nuclear waste from your state? He said, Yucca. He didn't pull any punches. He knew he was sitting in Reno, Nevada. That's the way he is.
Well, he's blunt. He's outspoken. He's well experienced. The Republicans run the risk, as we have in previous primaries, of belittling each other to the degree that we're harmed once we get to the general election. I happen to agree with Andy that probably among the bunch, and I've been supporting Jeb Bush, one of the governors with that kind of executive experience that we think is so valuable, but I probably think Marco Rubio has the best shot as well against Hillary Clinton because there's such a contrast. She's having trouble with younger voters, damaged seriously by Sanders, and I think Rubio is the best contrast to her, if he survives it. remains to be seen.
And what's interesting here is that, you know, and I've got three Republicans essentially sitting at the table here. I don't think anybody would deny that. Looking at the fight between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, I mean, it's stunning to see the inroads that Sanders has made.
Well, I'll tell you, in terms of continuing a cause for being very, very liberal, socialist to a certain extent, and really getting a lot of the young electorate really electrified. And I think the guy's like 110 years old, you know. So somehow he's been able to transcend age and get a message out there that resonates with
he's
a lot of...
He's only 74. Some of us at this table are close to that age. So.
But he looks it. He looks it. Everybody here is looking pretty good.
Well, thank you. But it's very interesting now Bill Clinton is ferociously attacking Sanders.
Oh, I don't think he has any choice to if he wants to be the first man.
Right. Well, and Hillary told him to.
He owes Hillary
big time.
I think that's well said. The reality is if they don't start responding and taking Mr. Sanders on, or Senator Sanders, pardon me, you know, they stand to I don't know about not being the nominee, but creating enough damage and expending enough resources throughout that whole cycle that then they're in trouble in the general election.
And that's where we have to leave it, gentlemen. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate. Plus a bonus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub to shower conversions and barrier free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as one day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
On our next program, we're talking long-term road planning, a really big deal. Looking out 30 years, we'll see you on the next broadcast.